The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you're heading off on your holidays, then you're heading into warm weather over in Spain and Italy and France. There are wildfires in Italy. 46 degrees reached in El Granado in Spain. They have got lots of measures in place because of heat-related illness, with hospital admissions up by 20% in regions like Tuscany, where outdoor work is being banned during the hottest hours of the day. Paola Ariza Flynn, the Vatican correspondent for EWTN Media, is with us on the line from Rome. How are you doing, Paola?
How are you, Jonathan? We're facing this very strong heat wave here in Rome. And actually, I'm standing next to St. Peter's Square, and the weather is soaring. It's right now, it's 36 degrees Celsius, and we're expecting temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius now. Yeah.
Well, but that must make working very difficult, Paola.
It is very difficult. Thankfully, we have air conditioning, but so many other places in Italy are not equipped for this kind of temperatures. And there's been warning, well, for instance, Italy has issued a red alert in 21 cities, including Rome, where I'm just standing, and then Venice, and also different places that could raise up to 37 degrees Celsius. And very interesting that these two places, the Colosseum and St. Peter's Square, are one of the most famous landmarks that welcome thousands of tourists every day. And the temperatures, and you won't believe it, but Greenpeace Italy has recorded the surface of these temperatures, and they're over 50 degrees Celsius. So it's very difficult for tourists here.
The ground radiating that heat would make it extremely uncomfortable for people walking around. And look, people go on their holidays, Paola, and they don't want things to stop them. So they'll go out on this. Have there been many reports of tourists suffering from heat stroke or perhaps needing a little bit of medical attention?
Mm-hmm. Well, so far, the official figures for heat-related deaths are not out yet, but we do have a very interesting increase, about a 20 to 25% increase in emergency room visits in some of the cities like Rome, Florence, Venice, Naples, especially Naples. And we are also seeing, Jonathan, extreme heat in Sardinia, which is a very touristy place here in Italy, in the south of Italy, and a strong risk for wildfires. And then these violent wildfires are threatening homes of the people in the village of Santa Maria La Palma. So there's been evacuation of several families as well.
Okay, so they're just trying to get out now ahead of those wildfires. And presumably the risk from wildfires will increase the longer this goes on and the drier it becomes.
Absolutely. And there's this difficulty about the wind, and this should be lasting for the next week. We'll see after this week how things will develop.
Okay, and thank you very much for joining us. That's Paola Ariza Flynn, Vatican correspondent for EWTN Media. Let's go to Spain next and bring in Ana Rosa Butler, who is a Spanish-based writer. Hello to you, Ana. How are you keeping?
I'm very good, Jonathan. How are you? Very warm, but very good. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we're giving out about the heat here, and it's humid and it's overcast and the sun is poking its nose out occasionally, but we're nowhere near what it's like where you are. Well, tell us a little bit about what it is like and where you are right now.
Absolutely. Well, right now I'm actually holidaying with my in-laws in Extremadura, which is in the southwest. So it borders Portugal, and it sort of tips then as well Andalusia, where you'd find Seville. And we've got an average of 39 with peaks of 43. And in fact, about two nights ago, there was a recording of the second highest temperature at nighttime, which was 27 degrees, Jonathan. How'd you like that?
The 27 at night does make for a sticky sleep. Let's put it that way.
It's
when
very
I was in
sticky,
Spain, a couple of weeks ago, when I was in Spain, I did venture inland and it got to 40. And the best description I can put on it is it's like you're walking out into a wall of dry heat. I mean, are you getting any break on the humidity? Is there anything that makes this slightly more tolerable?
Well, funnily enough, actually, because of the heavy rains that occurred during the wintertime and just up to about a couple of months ago, it's actually a little bit more humid because of all the rain that was accumulated and all the water. So that's a little bit of a break. But it is very warm. Now, the good thing is that there is a culture of heat and heat waves. And in fact, my husband, he's from here, so he was giving me all the bullet points. And there is a culture of, you know, the people do know how to deal with it, how to tackle it. And in terms of work and labor, if you work in construction, for example, or if you work out in the open, if it's on amber orange, which we are now, then you have to drop tools, and then you have to retake the work at 9 o'clock. So there are specific jobs where it is under the law you have to stop working because obviously it affects your health and, and your well-being.
But hang on, that's for Spanish people. They're kind of built differently to the pale Irish that might go over there on their holidays. I mean, as a rule, we'll melt in conditions like that.
This is true. This is true, and I mean, it's fair because I grew up in Ireland myself as well, and there is the initial, you get the initial euphoria of the heat, and then after about 45 minutes, it stops being fun, and then the reality sets in. So exactly. Or if you have to go to work, it's just not fun anymore. It's a lot more fun maybe with an Aperol spritz in your hand. But the reality is that people are kind of more adapted to it here. But then vice versa, when people go from say the Med to colder countries like Ireland, then they need to readapt as well because they only see grey skies. So it's you always want what you don't have, and then when you have it, then you get a bit cranky and a bit warm.
And a bit warm, absolutely, and it stays with you. Yeah. Is there much conversation there about what's causing this? I mean, are we putting this down to climate change? Because this is not the first mega heat wave that Spain has had in the last couple of years.
Well, it's a great question. And I was asking my other half this and he said, look, it's just come a little bit earlier this year. But I think look, who am I to say I'm not an expert? And perhaps there is a factor involved within climate change. But just talking to him, he said, look, it's just come a little bit earlier, but we're used to it. And it seems to be, you know, the same thing that happens every year and every summer. There comes a heat wave. People adapt. You stay indoors if you can. And then you just kind of go on with your day-to-day activities. With regards to tourism, because I know you mentioned that earlier, there is people will always get too excited when they go on their holidays, myself included. So whether there is a climate change factor involved in that, I don't know. But for us, for the locals that are living here, it's just very, very common, really, if I'm honest.
Look, at least you have it, as opposed to be looking for it. Ana Rosa Butler, a Spain-based actress and writer down there in the southwest of Spain, and Paula Aritzia Flynn in Rome for EWTN Media. Thank you both very much for joining us. Rome, says David, came back from Rome yesterday. 37 degrees. Saturday was 36. Too hot. Forget Spain, says Bernie, and all the rest. It's 33 degrees in Cambridge in the UK. Yeah, the UK is getting a good taste of weather in the last little while. But then the reality, Annette says it's 14 degrees. 14 degrees in Tuam and raining all day. Definitely no sunshine. Window wipers on extreme mode in Roscommon as well. Okay, I'm talking about the tiny square of window I can see in Cork here. I saw a glimpse of sunshine and I apologise if I've ruined it for everybody else, particularly by the sounds of it, the people up there in Tuam in County Galway. Although I think I've never been in Tuam when it hasn't been raining.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.